Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having David Adler back on the show. David is a writer for the financial magazine. For Financial Planning magazine. He's the author of Snap Judgment. He's a producer of at least one of the Nova documentaries on PBS. But I think the thing that he's really the proudest of, and he was so happy to tell his mother about, is that he's a member of my brain trust. David Adler, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. That's what really is the first thing in your resume, right, is that you're a member of Jim Blasingame's brain trust?
Well, it's something I do like to talk about.
It's like a dream come true for you, really, isn't it, David?
No, it's still exciting to reach an audience early in the morning.
Hey, David, I started saying a number of years ago that I believe that the Saudi Arabia was a kind of a house of cards, that they had all these young men, not quite all that educated, very young, not really anything much to do, and the kingdom, and then they've got basically, you know, Sharia law basically in Saudi Arabia, the way they make everybody behave over there. I thought that Saudi Arabia could be a problem but I did not see it coming. Certainly didn't see it coming in Tunisia. I don't think about Tunisia that much, but I did not see it coming in Egypt, because even though Egypt's been controlled by a dictator, it's really kind of been, you know, it's an open society. It's not an Islamic state. So I guess my thinking was right, but the country was wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think you said it. It's not an Islamic state, which could be one reason, not necessarily the only reason, but one reason that's upsetting the crowds in Egypt. Also, unlike Saudi Arabia has a lot of oil. Well, a lot of oil, to put it mildly.
They pay their people off over there.
They're bought off.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Egypt, you know, I guess no one knows whether the outcome will be an Islamic state like Iran, or maybe the military will have further control. No one really knows. At least no Western analyst seems to be able to predict precisely what's going to happen in Egypt.
You know, somebody said to me a long time ago, David, you probably heard this term, that countries don't have friends, they have interests. And, you know, you've heard people say that Egypt has been our friend, or we've been Egypt's friend now for 30 years. But I think Mr. Mubarak found out this week that he got that between the eyes, that countries don't have friends, they have interests. When he got a call from Obama and saying, I think you ought to step down.
That may be, but the question is whether the Egyptian people are thinking along those lines. And don't forget, given the huge amount of foreign aid Egypt's getting, if that were withdrawn, what would happen to Egypt?
1.6, I think, from the United States alone. Billion, 1.6 billion.
Well, if you look at countries like Yemen in the Middle East, which, like Egypt, also has no oil, there's a huge amount of malnutrition. 40% of children in Yemen are malnourished.
Wow.
I don't think that's the case in Egypt because of U.S. aid.
Right.
But
and,
I'm
and
not sure
tourism.
Egyptian protesters really care.
Yeah. Well, here's the concern. Here's something I wanted to get you to weigh in on. And trying to tie this back to small business owners, wherever they may be, but especially in our case in America, could this become a cascade? And if it did, you know, what is the implications on the global recovery, which is just now starting to get its legs under it?
Well, you've already seen that oil prices are beginning to spike up again, up above $100. So just simply this short run, the price of the oil could kind of squash.
And that's not the least bit indirect. That's very direct.
Yeah, but that's right away. I mean, longer term, if it became an Islamic state like Iran, then it'd be disastrous for U.S. foreign policy, et cetera. The U.S. would lose influence, and it would all be kind of a growing Islamicism emerging, ultimately, mm-hmm. from Iran, with the U.S. sort of in retreat.
Do you think Egypt could become a country that would not be? You think the result of all this will be an Egypt that would not be Islamist state?
That's possible too, since there is the army, and allegedly a lot of the protesters are not Islamists. So I mean, it's conceivable, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's something we should be watching, folks, and it'll be. I think we need to pay attention to how our government responds to this. Obviously, they were blindsided by this, David, it seems like. And so, folks, I think it's important. This is a time to be paying attention to our government to evaluate their performance, because this is a leadership moment for President Barack Obama. No question about that. 20 till right back with David Adler. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.